Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Darius Garland back for the Cavaliers last night, Andy. And that was good to see. Good to have Darius back. The toe didn't seem to be an issue. Darius worked his way back, didn't have, you know, a huge impact in the game, at least as far as stats go. Having Darius back is a nice thing for this basketball team and gives them yet another weapon and another reason to win basketball games.
And another reason, what, they have 44 three-pointer attempts last night?
Can't shoot enough threes in the NBA, Andy.
Is it me? I get tired of
you
it
hate
sometimes.
It.
I don't hate
well,
it.
It's boring basketball.
It's just, okay, here we go. Get the ball outside the three-pointer. Get the ball beyond three-point line.
The beauty of basketball is moving the basketball, moving bodies, and working for good shots.
How does that change, though? How do you change it?
You don't. The analytics tell you three is more than two. It's really deep, deep stuff.
So if the analytics are changing it, change it so the analytics don't tell you that. And I don't know how you do that.
What does that mean?
I'm just... It's a... Boy, like, do you like watching this?
No, I hate
jacking
it.
Up 43 threes a game?
I hate it. It's bad basketball.
It is bad basketball. So how do you change it?
You don't change it. That's the way the league is right now.
Well, then, okay.
The only way you change it is if you move the three-point line way back or eliminate it. And they're not going to do either. I don't think. Ever.
It doesn't... I mean, I love when we win. And I love when we hit the three.
You know what the best shot in basketball is? The best shot analytically is the baseline three-pointer because it's closer to the basket than the three-pointers out around the edge. So the baseline three out of the corner is the money shot in the NBA.
The bingo.
That's the shot they want everybody to take. And that's why when you see an offense come down and they, you know, you have your point guard dribbling the ball, look in those corners. There's almost always somebody standing there.
It's because no one ever uses the glass, too. Let's think about
glass.
That.
Glass.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I'm that old that I said the word glass? Why is the glass so taboo? There's a little box up there that tells you, put the ball on this thing and it's going to go in.
If you're 10 feet away from the basket on an angle, it's easier to make a basket taking it off the glass, but guys don't do that anymore because the glass is an old school shot.
It's not cool, right?
No, it's not cool at all.
It's not cool.
But what we saw last night, yeah, Donovan
you
Mitchell.
You have to call it too, right? You got to say, oh, glass.
You had Donovan Mitchell go nuts with 46 points. And he did it taking only 21 shots. So, you know, I like that. And then you had Evan and Jarrett with real nice contributions. And you had Darius playing 26 minutes and just kind of getting his feet back under him again. So good for him, good for them. I think it worked. And now we'll see what happens. It hasn't changed the fact that you have two small guards and both dominant and everything else. And we'll see how it plays out. But glad he's back. I would just pay attention, you know, because pay attention to how this team plays with what they have right now. They're not as deep as they should be because DeAndre Hunter was out, Max Strus is out. When those guys come back, it pushes Jalen Tyson to the bench, and Max Strus will probably come off the bench. I wonder about the depth on this team overall, if you want to know the truth. Because I like some of the moves they made. I really do. But Thomas Bryant played 1 minute last night. Well, I like Thomas Bryant. Well, they played 1 minute.
Well, they probably didn't because they knew you wanted to see him. So they're like,
Dean Wade got Phelps, Dean Wade got scraped in the eye last night.
Yeah, that was a weird play,
that didn't
wasn't
look
it?
Good. So and I think Dean's a solid player. To me, the guys that give this team some depth are Lonzo Ball, obviously huge injury history. Sam Merrill, who came back and had 14 points last night. I love the way Sam shoots the ball. And Strus. I think Max will be coming off the bench. And I think that gives you some depth. And Larry Nance Jr., I think, is a terrific player coming off the bench for you. He does just a little bit of everything.
They felt Craig Porter was that guy last night, too.
And Craig can,
they did.
Craig can play. I wonder, and I don't know that this is going to happen, but... You know, just I just watch this team and think, okay, how long are you going to go with Donovan and Darius together and see if you can win the whole thing? You know, I would think this is the last year you're going to try that. And I say that only because you've done it now. This is the fourth year those guys have been together. And if you don't win it now with those two guys, I would think you busted up.
So, what if those two guys are effective and you find, although I like the way Jared played last night, but what if you find that is effective and maybe you're
well,
like,
it's been
are you
really
gonna trade?
Effective I mean, in the regular season, but it's clearly
well,
not
just
in
say,
the postseason.
Okay, but again, you, like you said, you're going to give it one more year, right?
Well, no, I said, are you going to give it one more year? And I'd keep an eye on it.
But you think they may break it up at the trade deadline?
I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be completely stunned. Andy, you got knocked out in the second round every year since.
Yeah, how are you going to know that at the trade deadline, though?
Well, that's what they're paid for. That's why the GM makes big money.
That's why they went in. The GM is also the guy that put this thing together.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Exactly the point.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, are you going to roll it out 4 years in a row and have the same thing happen? No, they've got to figure out a way to make it work. And you can. You can coach things up. But, you know.
Isn't that why they brought the coach here? Too? I mean, to try to get it so that, you know, Mitchell and Garland can work together?
I think what they did was bring the coach here to try and go further in the playoffs. I mean, we really don't care who's in that backcourt if they get to the NBA Finals.
How many years have they had a chance to break this up? When they decided to bring Mitchell in, right? They've had chances to break this up already. I don't think they're in any hurry to break it up this year.
I didn't say they're in any hurry. I just said watch it. Just watch it and see what happens. You know, it's could Craig Porter go in and run the offense well? Lonzo Ball could. Could that be your point guard combination?
Now, Craig can Lonzo stay healthy?
Craig Porter's a small guard, but he's not as ball dominant as Darius is. Can Lonzo stay healthy? There's a million-dollar question.
Yeah, would you rather bank on him or bank one of your current guys up there?
Well, I think Lonzo's perfect if he's healthy.
Seriously, I don't know.
I think he's perfect. He's taller. He's a great defender.
I'm listening
and he
to
moves
you.
The ball really well.
Jeff, I know you may not hear it, but I hear a little panic in your voice there. You sound like you're a little like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the least.
You're saying exactly what you've been saying, but I know that's why you can't hear it.
How long are you going to do the same thing?
Well, we don't know if it's going to happen this year. Like, we were all expecting Evan Mobley to be a better player this year. How does that affect it? I mean, Darius just played his first game last night.
I'm not saying Darius can't play. You know that. I think Darius is a tremendous player. It's just all about fit. And I wonder, how long do you keep going with it and give it another chance? If you go this whole year, that's great. If they get knocked out in the second round this year, they won't give it a fifth year.
I agree with. But you can't say it's defeated until it is.
I didn't say it was defeated. I just said watch it.
Okay. I thought good about last night's win. Like, I didn't.
Well, you should.
Well, yeah, but now you got me like second guessing everything. I'm looking at this going, oh, maybe he's.
First, there's no Joel Embiid for the Sixers.
Well, that's true too. That helps though, doesn't it? Like last year, they got a lot of wins where guys were out. We saw all that last year.
Nothing wrong with that.
The
only play was on the schedule.
They have given us Mitchell and Garland together. This is what I think we need to accept it for this point. Until it's not, it is. And I'm not trying to be Mensa about that, but come on. It's like they're a good team. I just want to see them move the basketball a little bit more. That's all I'm asking for. I'm tired of watching three after three after three after three after three. Although it is fun to watch Mitchell, you know, come home with, you know, 46 points. I mean, it's fan friendly in that aspect, but it's not great basketball to watch.
He caught fire in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
But by the same token, it's like, okay, I get it. Especially in the, I get leery when I see Evan shooting threes. I'm sorry. Super big guys don't.
Except for
the fact he's making them, but I'm still going to be leery.
Well, he's making them.
I feel exactly the same way about him hitting threes as the way I kind of did for when Z would step outside and take a three. Same thing. Like,
Evan's better at it than Z.
Yes, he is.
Evan's worked at it. His three-point percentage last year was more than tolerable, 37%.
Is that the bar, though, to be more than tolerable?
Well,
I love Evan in the paint.
The way the game is played now.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come up with something better. Someone's got to.
Maybe Kyle in Amherst. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I had an idea to change a rule. These guys are chucking too many threes. So I think they should eliminate the corner three, and the three-point line should end where it hits the out-of-bounds line, so to get rid of that corner three. It's too easy for these guys making corner threes. Or they should limit, there should be a three-point limit. So it would be like 40 threes per game, and you'd have to allocate your three-pointers for the game or save them for the end of the game.
It's like big men softball, right? You can only hit three homers in a game?
That's right.
Played in leagues like that, it'll never happen.
What would you do with a three-point line? Just kind of round it off and have it go out of bounds, like about the free throw line?
Yeah, you round it off, you have it go out of bounds, kind of where it turns in the corner there, and you get rid of people standing in the corner, and that three-point percentage is too high in the corner. It's too easy for those guys. So
it's definitely
encourages
easier.
More driving to the basket.
All right.
I'm down with it.
You could. You know, you could do that. It would certainly change the game. There's no question about that.
But would they shoot more twos? That's the question.
Or would they just jack up more longer shots?
Ugh. I'm just waiting for the five-point shot to come in.
Would affect the drive and kick a little bit. Matt is in Rocky River. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matty.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
Good. So I think the main thing they have is that they know that the teams have figured out that obviously the three-point value compared to how many they're missing to how many they're making just statistically gives them the advantage to chuck up more shots, which is kind of diluting the game for the viewer. Why not change the scoring so it doesn't have the same value? That doesn't really change the game as far as changing three-point lines or removing things. You're just literally changing the value, say, a four-point shot for our beyond the arc and a three-point shot for everything else. It'll increase the numbers, obviously, of the game, of the tunnel, you know, the final score, but they're already kind of crazy as is now compared to back in the day when defense and two-point shots. Would that be a viable solution to kind of slow down the race to the three?
Oh, boy.
Can you put that in simpleton's terms? Because I'm a simpleton.
Don't have a two-point shot?
Yes, three-point shot, four-point shot. Three-point shot would be the standard value for a regular shot. The beyond the arc would be four. So that changes the actual gain by percentage, and that cuts out the value of it. It makes it so it isn't such a huge benefit to be throwing up shots beyond the arc. And that'll make it so it has an advantage. The beyond the arc shot would still have an advantage, but not just such a heavy one, which would tip the percentages that you need to win. You know, to say how many threes did you put up or beyond the arcs did you put up.
Matt, are you an engineer or a math guy?
There's been talk of this.
I could hear it in your well thought out thought, Matt.
Yeah, I'm known in the city as of somebody who might think a little too much sometimes.
Okay.
Sorry, nothing wrong.
But yeah, that's it. That's my only, and I don't really, you know, just own thought of it.
All right, Matt, thank you. Here's why that would never happen. You want to really screw up everything that's ever been done in history.
Yeah. Although, I mean, when they put the three-point line in, didn't they do that there? Although now you have three-point records.
Yes. Yeah.
It just added two new columns.
You know,
right?
What would a good scoring average be? 67 points per game?
Yeah, so much for the Wilt picture with 100, because we get that a couple
exactly times. Right. Yeah. Exactly right. Good that Darius is back. We'll see how it goes. The Cavs should have a tremendous season and get to the playoffs, and then we'll see what this team's really all about. 5 o'clock today.
About four hours away.
Here we go. About 4 hours away. Free agency can begin in Major League Baseball. I have two perfect Guardian free agents.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.